Okay. So essentially, a couple of things that we want to point out. Middle College expanded last year. We grew by one teacher, and now we have 112 high school students taking 2 to 4 classes, filling up the classes, making sure that we have people so that you guys get to hire new staff, or need to. And so they're taking pretty heavy loads for high school students. They're on campus all day. We've been around for 17 years here. For 13 years, we had one full-time staff assistant paid for by Kenyatta. We, the four teachers who run Middle College, are paid for by Sequoia District. Now, we at that time, we only had 60 students. Now we have 112 students, and we have a part-time staff member paid for by Kenyatta. He is at 48%. This leaves a lot of tasks undone or falling on us to complete. So, conclusion, we've grown by 86%. We've been reduced, our staffing has been reduced by 52%. If we look at some of the other middle colleges in our district, Skyline has 50 kids with 7 staff members, 2 of whom are paid for by the district. CSM has 60 kids with 5 staff members, 2 of whom are paid for by the district. So Kenyatta is getting a great deal by only paying for one 48% staff person. And what happens is that we, the four teachers, end up taking the bulk of that responsibility that used to be done by the staff person. There's a lot of things here that the staff person does. 2 big things that we think are crucial for that person to do is to facilitate the communication between the college, the high school students, the high school parents, and the high school district. That is huge, especially having the faculty helping get the faculty to give feedback, which is really important for a high school student's success at our college campus. So that's a big, big job that we want to make sure is done and done well. It does a lot for the status of Kenyatta in the community as well as parents. Students feel like their needs are being met. The other big thing that this position does is track and maintain the applications. So we staff our whole we fill all the positions for this program, the 4 of us and the part-time staff person. So we have to recruit all of our students. The part-time person helps us with that recruitment, tracking, monitoring applications. That piece is really huge and sometimes gets put on us to do because we only have a part-time person doing that.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the things, these are sort of Kenyatta ideals, and one of the things that we wanted to talk about, and I'm kind of going to combine these next 2 slides because this is really what we want to be doing. First of all, I do want to just point out that this is the first year, not only did we expand the program, but this is also the first time that we've had a waiting list. So we have a lot more kids, and we also have kids who, you know, who call us all the time who are dying to get into the program. And the staff that we have, we're all really excited and dedicated to the program to the point where we're really ready, we really feel ready to kind of go and do more for the kids that we have. And a lot of what we want to do and what the middle college model is really aligns to what Kenyatta's goals are as well. To be, you know, really target, we want to do a better job of targeting underrepresented groups. And really bring them in and provide the kind of support that we do, because we really do provide a ton of, you know, of support for these kids. We know all of our kids really well. You know, we have been known to walk them to the learning center. So, you know, and things like that. So that part is really important to us, and we want to do a better job of targeted recruiting and really support those groups and do a better job with that. We've been talking a lot about implementing an internship program /service apprenticeship program, and with what we are currently doing. We're teaching three classes a day. We have a whole counseling group that we work with and do all their scheduling and manage all of that. We really don't have, you know, the bandwidth to do it at this point. And our staff person leaves at 1 o'clock, 1:30 every day. And so it's just those things sort of get like, this would be nice to do, but we just don't have the resources to do it. So we're really excited about that, what we could do with the program to make it a more enriching experience for our kids, but we feel a little bit like we would be drowning if we tried to do that with the current conditions. So, what did I miss there? Yeah.
I think one other thing that I would add is our staff assistant does leave at 1 o'clock. Remember, we're servicing high school students. A lot of these high school students are awesome, perfect, great model students, but a lot of them are also students who have they're a little bit higher need than your regular traditional high school student. And we have a number of occasions this year where we needed somebody to help us facilitate a bit of a crisis, and we're teaching in our classes, and we don't have anyone to turn to help facilitate this.
To walk somebody somewhere.
To counseling services who's like in the middle of major crisis, teenager thing that happens. Like, how do we make sure this happens legally without leaving our classrooms, which, you know, as high school teachers, we are mandated to be there. How do we make sure this happens so parents aren't worried? So that was really something that our staff assistant was able to do in the past, and now we're sort of left like crisis mode. What do we do? How do we make sure this person gets to the right people, gets their parents up here to pick them up?
We're also relatively impossible to reach because we're all teaching and he's gone from 1 to 3. So any phone calls that come in, we miss. Yeah.
1 minute.
Yeah, thank you. Okay,
What
would the staff assistants will be in recruiting?
They can come to, so we do, for recruiting, we do parent nights at the district. We also do daytime engagements at the high school. So that person could be involved in those daytime recruitment meetings at the high schools during the day when we can't really be there because we're teaching.
Also, a lot of the follow-up. So when we get interest, you have to do a lot of, you know, return emails, call back, deal with, you know, make sure that those people are getting the information that they want and need. And it becomes a lot. I mean, we start out with a lot more kids than we end up getting.
Getting them up here to take some tests, helping them figure out like best transportation, especially kids who live in East Palo Alto, which is one of our big service areas. I used to work primarily with those kids, and they can't make it up here for lots of reasons. So getting out there to them is really critical, I think.
I don't know that you'll know the answers to this because I don't know how long you've been here, but do you know, I think it would be helpful for me to know, why was the original funding cut? We used to have a full-time staff person. When and why was it cut? Was it because there's no need?
No.
Or was there just budget cuts?
No. We used to get a grant initially for middle college. We applied for one every year. It was from the state. The state paid for, I think, a lot of the staffing that was retracted when we no longer continued to apply for the grant. The Sequoia District decided that in order to continue with the grant, you had to become a school. We didn't want to become our own school, or the district didn't want us to become our own school. They didn't want to dedicate the resources that would take. 4 teachers was enough. So they didn't decide to do that. And so at that point, the college could not continue funding the position full time.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.